Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the EaseMyTrip Limited Q4 FY22 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Irfan Rahim from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good afternoon, everyone. Myself, Irfan Rahim from Orient Capital. We are an investor relations advisor to the company. I hope that all of you and your families are safe and healthy. On behalf of EaseMyTrip Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all participants on Q4 and FY22 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, I am joined by Mr. Prashant Pitti, Co-founder and Executive Director, and Mr. Ashish Bansal, Chief Financial Officer. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through our investor deck and press release that we have uploaded on exchanges and on company's website. Before we begin with the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our beliefs, opinion, and expectation as of today. These statements are not guarantee of our future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Prashant Pitti, sir. Over to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Irfan. Thank you. Hello and good afternoon, everyone. Today on the call, I'm joined by Mr. Ashish Bansal, who's the Chief Financial Officer of the company and also the Orient Capital, as you know, our investor relationship partners. Well, year 2022 was a remarkable year for OTA industry and for EaseMyTrip. OTA platforms have gained popularity and acceptance driven by the rapid spread of internet services, smartphone usage, and by providing one-stop shop for travel-related bookings at competitive price points. The online penetration, defined as a share of booking done through online captive websites for the service provided or the OTA for Indian travel industry accounted for 56%-58% for FY20. Further, it is expected that the share of online penetration of Indian travel industry is expected to increase to 67%-68%.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. The online penetration for Indian travel industry is expected to increase to 67%-68% in FY23, supported by the growth in online transaction. In the online segment, OTA have a significant share in air ticketing as compared with captive websites of the airline. The distinct advantage offered by OTA over captive website is that they allow multi-airline itineraries. OTAs are also in position to offer relatively higher discount than captive sites. Over the past 13 years, EaseMyTrip has taken pride in being customer-centric company and focused on efficiently catering to the rising needs of consumers and offering wide range of value-added services, a practice that has remained unhampered during the course of pandemic as well. EaseMyTrip became one of the fastest-growing OTA and has invested in technology to become more user-friendly, which has helped us gain customer loyalty. Tie-ups with various banks and payment channels have ensured competitive pricing across the segments. Going forward, the industry is expected to gain further traction on online booking across the various segments. CRISIL Research estimates.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the speaker reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Hello, everyone. I apologize for the line getting disconnected. I am in Davos right now for the World Economic Forum, so it might be a, you know, bouncy line for me right now, but we will have to investigate that later. Let me continue. The CRISIL Research estimates that the OTA industry would grow at a pace of CAGR of 9%-11% to reach $130 billion-$150 billion by the financial year of 2025, driven by the changing consumer preference and technological advancement. Also, the government of India will likely to have between 190 to 200 operational airports by 2040, nearly two times of the current level. In addition, the international airports will also double from 34 in 2018 to 70 by 2040. The commercial fleet is expected to go up from 695 aircrafts in 2020 to 1200 by 2027 based on pending delivery and it may touch 2539 aircrafts by 2040. India has among the largest pending deliveries to close over 585 aircrafts. Moreover, measures related to the privatization.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the speaker reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you again. I have changed the other number. Let's hope this works. Thank you, everyone, for waiting patiently. So let me continue. Moreover, measures related to the privatization of airports and allowing 100% FDI in airport infrastructure should help in driving the expansion. Keeping the various emerging opportunities in mind, we continue to the efforts of global expansion. The company has successfully established its corporate office in Dubai and will further look in opening corporate offices in UK and US markets. In addition, the company will also look to develop a fintech arm to provide customers with buy now, pay later option. The company has well positioned itself to capitalize the rising opportunities in such as increasing air connectivity to Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities at fairly competitive prices, particularly offered by low-cost carriers, prompted Indian consumers to consider all travel as a viable option along with business and leisure travel to such cities, which also has positive effects of online booking and further facilitations of customers which have participated. We have partnered with SpiceJet for newly launched holiday vertical of SpiceJet for holiday booking, and also to increase our offering, we have partnered with various insurance companies to provide extra protection to our consumers. Despite the challenges posed by the third wave of pandemic and restrictions imposed in various countries in the month of January and February 2022, EaseMyTrip continues to deliver robust annual growth in one of the most disruptive periods for travel and tourism industry. This was possible due to focused, capital-light, low-cost, no-frill approach that sets us apart amongst the other ODA in terms of profitability and cash flow, and remarkably similar to the no-frill airlines in India. We will continue to tap to growth opportunities, not just in air segment, but in non-air segment as well, where we have made few of acquisitions announcements in FY22. EaseMyTrip is focused on expanding its portfolio into high-margin hotel and holiday package segments. The company continues to follow an asset-light model by entering into agreement with hotel API providers rather than assuming any inventory risk on its books. Further, with the help of data collected, the company stands in position to leverage suitable cross-selling opportunities. The company has higher number of hotel listings as compared to the market leader. After establishing a key foothold in air ticketing industry, EaseMyTrip focused on expanding in non-verticals this year itself. The company strategically gained non-inorganic growth by acquiring innovative companies across various diverse travel segments and evolving into complete travel ecosystem. EaseMyTrip is well on its track to fill the basket from the emerging trends, that is, increasing the number of airlines and airports in India, number two, market share gain from other OTAs, number three, revenues from nascent international operations, and number four, which is expansion of hotels and tour bookings. As a result, EaseMyTrip is set to continue its dream run of delivering consistent profits while supporting the revival of travel ecosystem. With the new avenues of growth from non-air segments and company's continued focus on financial and operational efficiency, the company will focus on continuing to generate long-term sustainable value for customers, partners,
and investors. Now let me speak about our performance and highlights for the quarter and the year of FY22. We had a remarkable year of FY22 with a profit up by 72.2% to rupees 105.7 crore as against to the net profit of 61.4 crore in the corresponding year. Further, the FY22 gross booking revenue stood at 3,715 crore, which was again up by 74.6% on year-on-year basis, generating strong and sustainable growth to its various stakeholders. Consistent annual performance across business continues to gain market share based on increased margins and commissions and enhanced operational efficiency, which enabled us to perform exceptionally well on all fronts. In year FY22, our air segment grew by 57% and 13% in quarter 4 of FY22. We have been able to sell 70.85 lakh air segments in FY22. We have witnessed strong demand, and with our constant customer engagement, customer acquisition and marketing initiatives, we have been able to inch up our market share in air segment considerably. Our hotel nights sold has seen a jump of 136% to 1.3 lakhs in FY22 as compared to 55,000 in FY21. We have achieved a new height in our hotel nights booking in FY22 and are confident of future growth in this segment. With our competitive pricing, wide offerings across hotels and continued value accelerative acquisition. In train, bus, others, plus together, we grew by 157% in FY22 and 59% for quarter 4 of FY22. Given the recovery of travel and tourism has enabled high growth in booking trains and bus segments. Our adjusted revenue for FY22 was 400 crore, which was up by 102% year-on-year basis, and 98.4 crore against 100.1 crore for quarter 1 of FY21. EBITDA for FY22 stood at 146.8 crore as compared to 87.5 crore for FY21, which was again up by 67.7% year-on-year basis. Profit after tax for FY22 stood at 105.7 crore as compared to 61.4 crore for FY21, which was again up by 72.2%. And for quarter of FY22, despite the Omicron wave infected quarter, it stood at 23.2 crore as compared to 30.5 crore for quarter 4 of FY21. With this, I open the floor for discussion.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Praveen from Edelweiss. Please go ahead. Praveen, your line is unmuted.
Yeah. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes, Praveen, you're audible. Yes. Ashish, you are also on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Okay.
So my first question is related to the GVR, booking revenue. So if I look at on the sequential basis, it's, I can understand because of Omicron, may the first half of the quarter impacted. but it's down, and as well as I can see that your net revenue as a percentage of a GBR, the percentage terms has also gone down. So can you give some color what all, apart from the Omicron, has impacted these numbers?
Absolutely. See, Praveen, if you look at it, you know, if you see that our discounts, the discounts which we gave for this particular quarter must have also gone down. And our gross margins consist of revenue from operations and discounts. So by nature, since the discount went up, that is why, you know, you are able to see the gross margins also go down a bit. But another important point to note is that as we reduce the discounts, we did, you know, you all are aware of that in the cases when people avail discounts, we charge convenience fees as well. So in this particular quarter, there was less discount given and hence less convenience fees was collected from consumers, which basically accounted for, you know, having a slightly lower margin. Also, because of COVID wave 3, which was completely unexpected, we missed our target, and because of it, there was some reduction in gross discount, in gross commission.
Okay, so basically there is a reduction in the discount, and that's why the numbers were on the lower side. So the way forward, can you give us something like for a net revenue, how much of the...
Sorry, you know, Praveen, your audio is breaking up.
Okay, am I audible now?
Yes,
fine.
Please go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So, just to you know, just a question on that. That as a net revenue after even discount, how much of the you know, commission margin we can look forward to the way ahead?
See, airlines are actually more aggressive in selling and offering target-based commission, and we set up our targets slightly higher for the quarter, not anticipating COVID wave 3 to come. And that is why, you know, we might have missed some targets, and because of which, overall, there was a reduction of around 1.2%. But the current quarter is going extremely strong, and we look forward to meeting our target.
It is nothing to do with the higher fare in the market, like a margin to go, your net revenue as a percent of a GBR to go down.
So targets are on the basis of volumes, not on the basis of revenues.
Okay, okay. Also, can you talk more on the market share on the, you know, Q-on-Q basis? Is that moving in the, you know, you are gaining or you are the losing side? How is the market share in the air travel going for you?
So we believe that the market share is only rising up for us. Since the last 4 years, and the trend continues. If you see that the GBR, despite the pandemic, did not fall dramatically. From 1,293 crores for the last quarter, it came to about 1,170-odd crores. So that should give you confidence that the bookings are going in the right direction. So our overall market share should be north of 10% for the overall market, and for the online market should be north of 20%.
And also, is it possible to share the newly introduced number?
Sorry to interrupt, Praveen. Your voice is breaking up.
Is it possible to share, you know, newly acquired entities, any number like Traviat or SP Hotel, how much of the sales generated or a margin?
So basically, Traviat deal is not complete yet. For Spree and Yolo, we have successfully acquired these companies, and I think for Yolo, the number started coming from March onwards, and for Spree, probably from January onwards. So both the companies are looking very strong, and we are looking forward to grow along with them. I would not be able to give any numbers specifically.
Sorry.
For Spree, started from December last year. Am I correct, Ashish? Ashish, you'll have to unmute yourself to speak. But I remember, Spree started from December last year, and Yolo started from March this year.
Okay. Because I can see that your hotel contribution is continuously from three quarters going down.
Sorry?
I can see that your hotel, like apart from the air ticketing, hotel numbers is continuously on the downtrend from the three quarters.
And this particular quarter number went down primarily for the entire industry because of the Omicron, which happened. So, you know, this quarter you will have to just take blip in the time as a moment. We are extremely bullish about our hotel segment and the way we are running our hotel business. If you see from compared to the last year, we have gone up by 136%. So for this particular quarter, because of the Omicron, you'll have to excuse, but otherwise we feel very comfortable with our hotel product.
No, thank you for taking my questions.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Jens Varghese from Earthwise India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Prashant. Can you hear me? Hello?
Your audio is also not that clear.
One second. Can you hear me now?
Excuse me, sir. I'll request you to use a handset mode while speaking, Mr. Varghese.
Can you hear me now?
Sir, please use a handset mode, not the speakerphone.
Okay, one second. Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Prashant, can you hear?
I can hear you now. I mean, it's still very ruffled, but we'll try to make sense of it. Please go ahead.
Okay. So what is the outlook for your hotel segment? You know, how much percentage of revenues it can capture, you know, by, or say, by FY25?
Couldn't hear your question.
I just want to know your outlook on hotel segment. I mean, how much percentage it can capture as a percentage of revenue, you know, by FY25?
So basically, I can tell you the efforts which we are taking to grow our hotel segment. We want to basically introduce our hotel APIs to the B2B travel agent network as well, and also to the corporate. That's a new initiative which we are taking. And, you know, with the acquisition of Spree, we can also strengthen our hotel product and offer consumers who are flying, you know, Spree room night along with the flight. So we are really focused on adding more avenues, adding more hotels, adding more consolidators, so that our prices go down and our consumer experience becomes better. From last year, we have grown by 136%. We look forward to have growth at least in double digits, if not triple digits, for the next couple of years.
Okay, so that will obviously continue to improve my consolidated EBITDA margin going forward.
That is correct.
Okay, and when you say that OTA, you know, can offer better discounts, you know, than captives, why is that so?
See, as an OTA, we tie up with banks, we tie up with credit card companies to offer them, you know, additional set of customers, not just for flights, but for hotels, for banks, for buses, for trains. And that is why some portion of discounts are sponsored by the banks and the credit card companies, and also the digital payment companies for that matter. So, as an OTA, we are in better position to negotiate with these banks, digital payments, because we are serving more than one product to the consumer.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vedik Bafta from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, Prashant. I had a question regarding your employee cost, which I can see that it has increased in this quarter. I can see that from the last quarter also it has increased from 6.9 crores to 9.3 crores, and YOY also like around 55%. So what's the major reason behind this?
The major reason behind it is the addition of new employees which have come from our acquired subsidiaries, and also because of the increment which they got. Our increment cycle works on December. So in December we give increments, and that is why in January you are able to see impact of it. So it's the increment which company cycle runs in December month. And also primarily the reason was basically the acquisition of new subsidiaries.
Okay, so I have a next question also. I can see that your debt has also increased. So why is that?
Ashish, because our GMV also increasing, and our debtors mainly relate to the receivable from the B2B customer.
Mr. Ashish Bansal, we are not able to hear you clearly.
Ashish, you're not audible at all.
Okay. Hello. Yes. Is it clear now?
No, sir. It's still the same.
No, not yet.
Mr. Bansal, I'll disconnect and reconnect you.
Okay. Ashish, try again, please.
Yeah, okay. Hello?
Yeah, this is better. Go ahead.
It's better now. Okay, yeah. Our credit receivable also increased because our credit also increased during the year, and our credit receivable mainly relates to the commissions which we receive from the vendor. So as the business grows, our commission receivable also grows. At the same time, there is some growth in B2B and corporate business also. So that's why there is an increase in credit receivable.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhuchanda De from MC Pro. Please go ahead.
Hi, Prashant. My question is, you mentioned about the discount, but suppose if I exclude the discount both from the revenue and the cost line, and try to compute the realized revenue on GBR, that also shows a significant sequential decline. So what explains that?
So the decline is of around 1.5%, Madhu, if you look at it. As a percentage, if you look at it, the decline is of 1.5%.
From 6.7 to 5.2.
Correct. It is of 1.5%. And the reason of this decline are twofold. One is because since we gave lesser discounts, we also received lesser convenience fees. I hope you get the point. So we kind of missed on the convenience fees portion, for which if we had given more discounts, the convenience fees would have also come along with that. So that's number one. And number two, as I said, because of this abrupt third wave of COVID, which was not anticipated, we missed some of our targets, because of which we got lesser commission from the air. It's the target-based reduction.
So the first point is lesser, since you had given lesser discount, you got lesser convenience fee. Is it a missed business opportunity, or what is it exactly?
So at EaseMyTrip, we have been following this policy since year 2016, where you don't have to pay convenience fees if you're not using any discount coupon. But if you're using a discount coupon, we charge convenience fees. Now, what happens in our case is that most of the time, half the money is sponsored by the bank or the payment gateways or by the credit card company, and half the money is sponsored by us. So let's say if there is a discount of 500 rupees which is offered to consumers, 250 comes from us and 250 comes from the bank. However, in lieu of using a discount coupon, we charge consumers 270 rupees as convenience fees. So net-net, it really does not affect EaseMyTrip if we give more discount. But just in this time, since the discounts were given less, the convenience fees which EaseMyTrip collected was also lesser. And because of this, the gross margin looks slightly smaller.
Okay, got the point. Is there any reduction in the commission that you get from the airline?
So as I said, the airlines are more aggressive in selling and offering target-based commission,
So, you know, the targets, you know, went a little bit here and there because of the Omicron. Otherwise, it's target-based commission, and we look forward to meeting the targets for this particular quarter.
Oh, I mean, I got your point fully, but my question is, there must be something like, you know, per X number of tickets, you get this kind of a commission. Has there been a downward revision in that rate?
The offering has the same, it's just that we missed that target.
Okay. And the other question is, on the other current assets, which is, about 120 crore. Is that primarily the loan given to the airlines, or is it something else?
Ashish ji?
Sir, yeah. Other current liability represents the cost of the notice received from the airlines, which the customer notified.
Sir, I can't hear you at all.
Ashish ji, you'll have to probably disconnect and connect back again. Your voice is really not audible.
Okay.
Operator, can you please help Ashish ji? Ashish ji, use other phone, do whatever, but you're not audible.
I'll disconnect Mr. Ashish Bansal and reconnect him.
Please, please.
Thank you.
Madhu, any other question if may I take?
Mr.
Yeah, just one question to Mr. Prashant. That is, what is your outlook? I mean, I know the like looking all around, travel sector is booming, but in terms of, I know you don't give explicit guidance, but in terms of basic understanding of where the, you know, the company is heading, what would you like to call out for FY23?
Sure. So basically, you know, as an overall guidance, I can say that, you know, the best times for the travel and tourism in India are ahead of us. You know, the pent-up demand is extremely strong and is extremely real. Despite the fares go up, we have seen flights and hotels go chock-a-block. So which kind of gives credibility of how eagerly people are looking forward to travel. And given that there are new airports and the new aircraft which are coming in, and OTA industry getting more and more preference over the direct captive ones or the travel agent. In fact, I would say that the OTA industry is a beneficiary of a COVID in the long run because it has made people to use things online rather than go to a travel agent, traditional travel agent as they used to go earlier. So overall, I think my sense is that we are in a very, very strong situation to capitalize all the great things which are ahead of us. And another thing is that, as you all may have heard, that there is a lot of noise around venture capital money, which is going to basically not be as freely available as what it was earlier, Madhu.
Right.
Right? So that is in fact a music to EaseMyTrip here because we have never been dependent on VC or PE money. So if that is the case for the next couple of years, EaseMyTrip is going to be a beneficiary of it because most of our competitors are dependent on them. And if they are going to have cash scarcity, we will be able to perform much, much better. So these are the things which I'm really looking forward for the next couple of years. Our PAT has only increased in the last 3 years from 33 crores in FY20 to 61 crores in FY21 to 106 crores, 105.7 crores now in FY22. We look forward for a stronger march, you know, marching forward and continue the growth. One more piece of information which I would want to share is that we are quite bullish on using our technology and our operations, the leanest of the leanest operations which we have created in India. Imagine the kind of value it can give to the consumers which are living in, for that matter, in Dubai, US or UK. The kind of competitive advantage we will have while fighting the other people who are based out of there would be humongous. And that is why at EaseMyTrip, we are quite excited about our global expansion, Madhu.
I have two more questions, if I may, if I'm allowed. One is, your GBR, of course, on a very low base, shot up by close to 75% year-on-year for FY22. So, what kind of ballpark GBR growth should we be working with?
Well, I would want to see the continuation of the same percentage, or at least in double digits, in the higher double digit side, Madhu, for the coming year, given that there would not be a huge disruption of any more COVID waves or any other calamity. But otherwise, I see the pent-up demand to be very strong and the industry to be very well right, and Ismartu to be in perfect position to capitalize on the gain of what we have created.
Sorry to interrupt, Ms. Dey. May we request that you return to the question queue?
Yeah, I'll come
Thank
back.
You.
Thank you.
Next question.
Is Mr. Ashish again on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Ashish ji, I think maybe it's slightly better.
Okay.
Fine. The next question is from the line of Anmol Garg from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, Prashant, hi, Ashish. Just had a few questions. Am I audible?
Yes, Anmol, you're loud and clear.
Yeah, sure. So just had a few questions. Firstly, if you can give some outlook on the marketing expenses for next year, are we expecting the marketing expenses, I'm talking about including discounts, to increase further from here on? If you can specify that how much in absolute terms or in the percentage terms we are looking or planning to increase the same. My second question is on the advances to the airlines. If you can give us some trend how the advances to the airline has changed and also some outlook on how that will be for the next few years, for the next year particularly.
Okay,
I have a
let me take your third question.
Yeah, sure.
No, but I will let me just answer these two questions. So first question is basically the outlook on percentage change on marketing and discount. So I for the marketing, I can see discount is slightly more variable. It is more industry specific. I personally believe that the discounts probably will remain the same or go slightly lower because of the thing which I just told you, that the venture capital firms are pulling back in investing in startups and the companies, because of which I think that the discount portion probably will remain the same or probably go down. In terms of marketing, I think it could probably be 20 bits plus or minus of what it is. As a percentage of GMV, it will continue. It is pretty stable since last couple of years, and we would want to continue it that way. It might go up or down by 20 bits, but it will not be a significant change. That's the answer to your question number one. Second question was, can you please just repeat?
Yes, so my second question was outlook on the advances that we give to the airlines to maintain our tech.
In the last year, the additional advance which was given to the airline was only 40 crores put together. So, you know, we believe that that's a very fair number. Ashish, if you want to talk more about it.
Yes, sir. We gave the additional advance of around 40 crore to the airline. And these deposit, it help us to get the better commission from the airlines. So that's why the company, for better fund management, they pay the amount in advance.
Sure. And is there something of an outlook that we can give? Is the amount that we are expecting to increase going ahead?
As and when the GMV increase, the advance deposit also increase. So in the same way, I think we believe the advance may go up.
Sure. And just two bookkeeping sort of questions. If you can give outlook on the receivable days going ahead, what can be the receivable days that we can expect going ahead? And secondly, what can be a sustainable OCF to EBITDA that we can expect going ahead? Thank you. That's it from mine.
Our receivable days, if we compare with our GMV, it is one and half percent of our GMV. So it's around 10 days or so. And as far as operating cash flow you are talking about?
Right.
So what is the question?
So if you can give that, what can be a comfortable level of OCF to EBITDA that we are planning to sustain for the next few years?
See, if you see our operating cash flow this time, it is on negative side because we use the funds for the business. And in the long run, we are of the view that all EBITDA will go to the cash. Or our EBITDA will go to cash or the new acquisitions. So it will be difficult for us to predict the level of OCF vis-a-vis EBITDA.
Sure. Thanks. That's it from mine.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ronak Vora from AUM Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Ronak.
Sure. I didn't understand. We have sold more tickets from 18 lakhs to 20 lakhs for the current quarter on Q basis. Then why is the revenue from operations lower for us, which has reduced from 86 crores to 60 crores for on Q basis?
So basically, the commitments which we make for basically the target-based commitments are variable. The targets get decided at the beginning of the quarter. And on the basis of understanding, not expecting COVID wave 3 to come, we anticipated our targets to be slightly higher and we agreed upon it. So it is not directly comparable to the year before because that time the targets were lower.
So did we say, so is it something like we had committed lower, which is why our variable from the airlines was lower?
No. It's not that we committed lower. The target, we missed the target because of the Omicron. And also the other reason, as I mentioned earlier, which is that, you know, because we gave lesser discounts, we collected lesser convenience fees. And which is, the convenience fees is an integral part of, the gross discount, commission. So if you see both ways that the gross commissions are basically revenue from operations plus discount. So since the discount decreased, the gross commissions UCF decreased. And then on top of it, since the discounts were low, we collected lesser convenience fees. And then on top of it, we missed some of the targets because of the COVID, the overall impact was around 1.4 to 1.5%.
Okay. So can you, is it possible that you can quantify to us that how much had you committed and how much from what mark have we missed it with the airlines? In terms of number of
these are confidential terms and conditions between us and the airlines. This is for competitors' sensitive information.
And not that sense. If you can, just help us that if we had achieved our committed numbers, how much improvement in terms of revenues would we have seen in the current quarter?
The current quarter is going very strong and we feel, unless any big thing happens for the remaining months, the time duration, we feel confident of achieving our target.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shrenik Bhandari from Yadnya Academy Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Shrenik, please go ahead.
Sir, you mentioned that we haven't met the targets for this quarter. So have we been able to renegotiate the targets with the airlines?
I couldn't hear your question. Your voice was breaking.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. You mentioned that in the last quarter, the company failed to meet its target. So have we been able to reduce the targets, or the targets are same and we expect better performance?
So targets are variable. This is the terms and conditions between the BNIs and I cannot talk about it. But they are variable and every quarter they change.
Okay. Another question is, flight fares have been increased due to various reasons, there's an impact on the GPR. If we expect the fares to go down, how much does it affect our adjusted revenue?
couldn't understand your question properly. It was breaking. Your voice is breaking.
I think in our business, if the GBR is increased because of fare also, our commission also better on that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Bhandari, are you done with your question?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was our last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Petty for his closing comments.
Well, firstly, thank you everyone for being part of the conference, and I apologize for the bad line connection which we've had in between. But to conclude, I would like to highlight that EaseMyTrip continues to strengthen its position with no convenience fees model, which has helped us to become one of the fastest growing OTA, robust cost control, making us one of the most profitable companies, and wide distribution network supported by the hybrid platform. We are confident in our goal to focus on expanding the hotel and holiday packages, the railway ticketing operations, and leveraging existing travel agents in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. And we continue to focus on corporate booking and drive business to keep the building business and presence in the sectors like bus, train, travel, and the other sectors, and increase our profitability in the future. So thank you everyone for joining us. I hope we have been able to answer all your queries. In case if you require any further clarification, you may reach out to Orient Capital, our investor relations partners. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of EaseMyTrip Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.